And you're listening to another edition of the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And joining us today is the quarterback from the University of Minnesota, Adam Weber, who's enjoyed an illustrious career with over 10,000 passing yards and 72 touchdowns with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. How's it going today, Adam? And I know it's been a long off season, but it's been a pretty fruitful one so far.
I'm doing great. It's been a lot of fun. Obviously, was down in Miami training. That was a great experience. Got to be around a lot of great football players. Just recently finished up my pro day, and it's really become an exciting time.
Yeah, and talk about your work with former NFL defense offensive coordinator Mark Trestman. What are some of the things that you're both working on to fine tune?
Throwing motion or anything like that, but really just doing a lot of film work, trying to get a feel for, how you dissect the game. Like you said, he's a great offensive mind, and he was just a great resource to have. He understands the game, and it was just nice to have him as a resource for my pro day.
Now, you mentioned your pro day, and it was a very impressive one. A lot of people were impressed with your accuracy. Describe that whole experience.
Well, yeah, you train for that specific moment for really, 5 years, but really focusing the last 2 months. I felt very prepared. I was focused in, had a good plan, got to throw about 60 throws, and then ended up doing about 25 more. And it just was good. It was a good experience. A lot of scouts were there, so it was overall, I was very happy with the whole entire experience.
Okay, now you're a former second All Big Ten Conference quarterback. You passed for 2,679 yards this past season with 20 touchdowns. How do you stack up against a lot of these other quarterbacks that are coming out in this year's draft?
I believe talent-wise that I'm up there with all of them. I believe I can play at the next level, that I can be a starting quarterback at the next level. College was a great experience. I had a great 4 years in Minnesota. We didn't win enough games, and I believe not having the success record-wise has put me kind of under the radar a little bit. But that's why I was so happy with the pro day, to have an chance to throw in front of scouts and show them that my skills stack up with anybody in the country.
And, looking back at your days as a Golden Gopher, as you mentioned, the results weren't always there, but you always put up good numbers. Talk about some of the challenges that you faced year to year. I mean, just like going from system to system, I know that over the past 3 years or so, you went through three different offensive coordinators, from Mike Dunbar to Jed Fish to Jeff Horton. You went from a spread attack to a pro-style attack. Describe those different transitions that you had to go through.
Oh, yeah. My first year, I come in. I commit to Glenn Mason. Obviously, the staff gets fired, and so Coach Brewster comes in, brings in a whole new offense and defense and everything. Under Coach Dunbar with that spread, which was a completely foreign to me. So that was a tough transition. Ended up being very comfortable with it my second year in the system, and ended up being, second team All Big Ten. Coach Dunbar leaves. They bring in Coach Fish, and he brings in that pro style offense under center. Great offense. Coach Fish is a great coach, and really had a great time. We weren't able to have the success on the field. I really wish I could have had one or two more years with Coach Fish. And then, Coach Hort comes in, and kind of similar to what Coach Fish, but kind of different terminology, changes things up. And so every year, you're trying to learn new play calls, new terminology, all that, and it makes it tough. You're out there, and you're thinking a little bit more than you want to. I never had the opportunity to be in a system for a couple of years and really get comfortable and have a coach for over 2 years, so it made it tough. You're always adjusting, you're always adapting, and that's why I feel like sometimes the number or the records weren't where they should have been.
Yeah, but for better or for worse, you do have experience as a pro-style quarterback. And that's something that a lot of these quarterbacks coming out in this year's draft, they don't have that experience. A lot of them have just played in a shotgun or a spread attack. You know, describe, you know, what is the most important thing to make that adjustment from being a spread option quarterback or a spread attack quarterback to being a more traditional pro-style quarterback? What was the biggest hurdle for you?
Well, I mean, the defense, you know, it's easier to see the defense when you're in gun. Obviously, you don't have to worry about the center quarterback exchange and then taking a drop. And these are all things that, as a quarterback, you know, you need to be doing without even thinking. And if you're in a spread or if you're in shotgun most of the time, that's going to be a tough transition. And so I feel unfortunate that I've spent the last two seasons in a pro-style offense. I believe, as you mentioned, it gives me an advantage compared to the other quarterbacks in this draft.
Now, outside of the physical tools that a quarterback is expected to have, you know, arm strength, mobility, et cetera, what are some of the intangibles that a quarterback should offer his team? What type of mentality should a quality signal caller have?
Well, you know, you have to be the leader of your squad. You know, they have to look for you, and they have to know that you're the hardest working guy. You're going to be in the complex at 6 o'clock in the morning. You're going to be the last guy to leave. You know, all these things that kind of go unseen to the general public, but really can help guide the team and help you have success. And, you know, as a quarterback, that's what you need. You need to be that guy who stands out from the rest and leads them.
Now, how did you go about encouraging your teammates, your fellow teammates, you know, during some, you know, pretty poor seasons? You know, how did you, you know, get them to be enthusiastic from week to week?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely very difficult, you know, even personally, you know, when things aren't going your way. But you have to continue to fight, continue to push, and strive to get better, you know, week in and week out. You know, this past season, we struggled. You know, we had trouble, you know, in some tight games, not pulling it off. But we kept on fighting. We kept on pushing. You know, that's just a mindset. That's just something that I believe in, is that, you know, never giving up. And it paid off for us. We won our last two games, and our last game beating Iowa at home, a big rival for us. It was a great way to end our season.
Yeah, and also during the offseason, in addition to working with Mark Trestman, I understand that you've also been working together with, you know, guys like Drew Stanton, the quarterback from the Detroit Lions. What are guys like Drew Stanton and even your former teammate Eric Decker, now with the Denver Broncos, a guy that we spoke to numerous times, how are those guys, what are those guys telling you about the NFL and what to prepare for?
Watching him, a big fan of his when he was at Michigan State, and obviously now with the Detroit Lions. He's a great resource to have. When I was down in Miami training, you know, I was able to work with Drew, and we were able to film some throwing sessions and then dissect the film, and he was very, very helpful. He's a great coach. You know, he's got a great mind for the game, and you know, he helped me with a lot of subtle things that helped me become more accurate and be able to put a little bit more zip behind the ball. Having Eric Decker as a teammate was awesome. He's an outstanding person on and off the field. He's a great guy to have in your huddle. And it's great to see him, you know, with the Denver Broncos. And I'm hoping that, you know, he has much success and has a great career. But being able to throw to him makes you a better quarterback. You know, he's able to communicate and help me get to that higher level of play that you need to be at if you want to be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, you know, because of your fantastic pro day, a lot of NFL teams have expressed interest in you. And have any of those teams scheduled workouts with you?
The Vikings said that I will be scheduling one in early April. I just spoke with a guy from Jacksonville, and we set up a tryout with him, and that's going to be second week of April, I believe. And talking with my agents, I know I should expect about five or six more teams setting up private workouts. So it's a very exciting time, and I really look forward to the opportunity to meet these coaches and show them what I'm all about.
Outstanding. And also, Adam, we have a segment here at the NFL Draft Bible called Three and Out. We're going to ask you three non-football questions. So the first one I want to ask you is, first down, who is your favorite athlete outside of football?
It would have to be Tiger Woods. Just the mental focus that he has day in and day out, obviously running into some problems, but continues to strive and to push himself. He's an outstanding competitor, and I think he's a person that, as an athlete, we all can learn from when it comes to how he competes.
Yeah, he certainly is a very, very competitive guy. Say what you will about his off-the-field activities. You know, once he's on the golf course, the guy is all business. And second down, and I don't mean to get you in trouble with your girlfriend, but which female celebrity would you most like spending a romantic evening with if you had to choose one?
Rachel McAdams. She's the girl from A Notebook. And I don't know, there's something about her. Just, she's always caught my attention.
Okay, not bad. I'm not too familiar with her. I'm more of a Jennifer Aniston kind of guy, but I'm a little older than you, so.
She didn't look too bad in that new movie.
No, not at all, not at all. And third down, if you could pick an actor to play you in a movie about your days in the Big Ten, who would it be?
Ooh, tough one. I don't know if it's if there's a similarity in appearance, but I think he's a very funny actor. I think he did too well out there. Vince Vaughn. Yeah, he has a little football history playing in Rudy, and maybe he can make a second appearance in a football flick. That'd be good.
Who was that?
Vince Vaughn.
Oh, Vince Vaughn. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, and you know, I'm sorry, I almost forgot. You know, you played for so many years in the Big Ten, personally my favorite conference. Who was the toughest defender you faced in the Big Ten? And you had a lot of good ones out there, you know, guys like Adrian Claiborne, Cameron Hayward. Who was the guy that gave your offense the most problems?
You know, the past couple of years I had an Adrian Claiborne from Iowa, but also J.J. Watt from Wisconsin had an outstanding senior year. And he just made plays. He had a high motor. He never gave up, and he kept on coming. He gave our offense a lot of problems this year, and he was definitely somebody we were aware of every single play.
All right, terrific. Well, Adam, I want to thank you for giving us a few moments here, and I wish you a lot of luck in your workouts, but I know you're not going to need it, and I certainly look forward to seeing you in an NFL uniform next year.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All right. Thanks.